On the other end of our phone line is Michigan State Senator Hoon-Young Hopgood. And good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Thanks for having me on the show.
I appreciate you being on the program. Now, you're, I believe, on the Education Committee. Is that true?
Yes, I am.
Well, I had Irvin Polk, who is the director of the Michigan Bureau of Construction Codes, on the program last Friday, and he had told me that schools are inspected once they are built, but after they're built, there is no law on the books that says that those schools have to be inspected unless the school district chooses to do so. And I thought that was curious from the aspect of we inspect school buses and we make sure that the teachers are in order, and we don't inspect the school buildings. And I just wanted to get your take on that. Are you surprised to hear that?
Well, listen, our hearts go out to the family and to the all the people out there mourning, and it's a definitely a tragedy anytime a young person is lost, and we're saddened by that. I think that we need to get all the facts on the table and make sure that we know what we're looking at. I think that looking at an inspection requirement is something that will be looked at, quite frankly. I think it's just reason to pause and take a look at what those requirements are when something like this happens. And so, I think that's something that we give our attention to. But I think we need to take a look at all the facts and make sure that we're making a wise decision and something that doesn't have, perhaps other unintended consequences.
Well, Senator, the focus here isn't to place any blame, but if anything could be done, I'm a guy with two young kids. As a matter of fact, I've been in that locker room hundreds of times because I coach, and it just seems like if we could do something that may prevent something like this from happening in the future, I think it would be an awesome thing to do, don't you?
No, absolutely, and we're just wanting to be prudent and doing the right thing, I think, is the key. And so, absolutely, if we can do something that prevents harm from coming away the way of a child or a kid in our school, I'm all for it. There's no question about that. I have young kids of my own, and they're going to be in the schools one day, and safety of our students should be among the highest priorities that we have.
All right. Well, I'm not trying to throw this all into your court. I know that other people sit on that education committee, but it would seem that if you could get the blessing of the family, that a bill called the Gabe Corbett Building, in which school buildings were looked at every year, every other year, whatever you deem fit would be in order here.
Well, I appreciate the comment. Well, like I said, it's something that should not escape our attention.
Some other questions I want to ask you. What's your take on the bridge? Should there be a bridge from Detroit to Windsor? And if that a vote was held right now, how would you vote?
Yeah, I think that there should be a bridge. And, we should have a second span that's apart from the existing Ambassador span. And that's what gives you the true redundancy. And it allows for growth and expansion of opportunities really for decades. I think that we need to take the long view on this one. And I'm definitely supportive of a second span.
You know what's interesting, Senator Hopgood? As I look back on who we've talked to, senators and state reps, not many have said that they are against this or that they would vote against it. Yet, when the governor was trying to find the votes to get this done, people were running and hiding. What do you think is the main backlog? Why aren't people just jumping to say, hey, let's do this and get this done?
Well, they should be, and people throughout the state really should be concerned that it is being held up for whatever the reasons are. I'm not certainly privy to all the reasons why any individual legislator does what they do, but I think that it's such an important question for the whole state. You know, the agriculture industry has really come out strong in favor of this. You know, obviously manufacturing, which is still a huge part of our state's economy, is, you know, very, very supportive of this. So I think that the reach of this is really, you know, statewide, and really it's a national issue.
What are your thoughts?
This is the busiest, you know, crossing in terms of business in the country.
Well, it appears that this has become one of the leading topics that the governor is pushing. What are your thoughts on his idea for creating more infrastructure funding?
You know, it's something that we've recognized for a number of years now. We're having challenges just providing a local match. You know, if there's a federal program, it says that you have to have a local match to do a project, and you know, we're struggling to bring all of our federal tax dollars back to Michigan because of our current funding system. We need to take a look at all the details of what the governor has proposed, but I think that there is a recognition that we need to figure out a different way, or a new way, or a better way to fund our infrastructure system. It's too important.
Now, we talked about bridges and roads this morning. The governor talked to the Michigan at the Michigan Rail Summit at the Lansing Center, and he has a vision for creating a rail system with Detroit as a hub. What do you think about that?
I think it's another one of those opportunities that are out there. I think that Michigan, and this goes back to the bridge, but I mean, we have an incredible position in the world, and I think that taking advantage of that is just smart, and looking at ways that we can utilize rail or waterways or air. You know, we have the Aerotropolis concept that's out there with the airport, and so you know, I think that there are a number of opportunities for us to not build on what we have, but to also help diversify our economy.
All right. You know, Senator, as I hear you talk about infrastructure and the rail system, you sound like you're in favor of it, but there just seems to be a tone where you think it's going to be a fight, whether it's to get the funding or support for it. Am I reading you right?
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, anytime you're talking about funding issues, you know, we've recognized the challenges with our road and infrastructure funding and transit, quite frankly. We've recognized that for, you know, several years now. Some of these proposals are, you know, they kind of have their roots in the Transportation Funding Task Force, which was created under the previous governor, the previous administration, and you know, that the issue was raised again, and it wasn't completely addressed, obviously, because we're back here talking about it again.
All right, we've been talking with Michigan State Senator Hoonyoung Hopgood. Thanks so much, Senator, for your time. I really appreciate you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.